This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, a hump day, and I don't know about you, I'm having a great time. Before we get to the emails and before we get to Wisconsin, we got to pay attention to Wisconsin. Tim Walz is a huge goober dork, and Chris and Corey are turning against me. I'll discuss that in just a moment. I promised you something. One more little tidbit here. Speaking of the fake news and how they lie about every single thing, why does your liberal Aunt Peggy live in a world of make-believe? I'm going to play you. This is a local news story. Now, before I play it, I want you to know something. The woman they're discussing here, she pleaded, I didn't go to college, guilty to a federal drug charge. Guilty. By her own admission. This is somebody, not a citizen here, who got involved in dealing drugs. All right? Accepted a plea deal. Now, that's not the story. The story is, I want you to listen to this news segment. You don't have to time it on a stopwatch or anything like that. But just kind of in the back of your mind, do a count on how long it is before they get to that little tidbit.
She was deported to Laos about 1 week ago. It's a country where she doesn't know a soul or speak the language.
I would love to come back. I have 5 children. I'm crying. I pray every day.
Over video chat, you can sense Ma Yang's desperation to return to Wisconsin. She tells me that she is staying on a compound in Laos with guards.
I want to say I've been here for 8 days now. 2 days ago, they finally were able to take me to go buy a phone.
Family of the South Milwaukee woman is scrambling to try and get her back after she was deported to Laos. Ma Yang has 5 children, including 22-year-old Asia.
Because my mom always been like the rock to everything.
Just a heads up, we are about 30 to 40 seconds at least into this news story. We know her name. We know she's praying. We've heard from multiple family members. In fact, if you watch the local news story, you've seen pictures and video of this lovely little family. Still, that's the only information.
I think so.
Yang is Hmong. She was born in a refugee camp in Thailand before her parents fled to the U.S. In 2020, Yang pleaded guilty for her role in a federal drug case and ordered to serve 30 months, impacting her legal status. Yang says she took the deal based on legal advice.
At the time, I wasn't aware that if I plead guilty to it, it would take my status of my permanent resident card.
The Executive Office for Immigration Review tells me that in December 2022, records show that a judge ordered Yang's removal. Last month, Yang reported for a check-in and was detained. Family says she was taken to Chicago, transferred to Indiana, then back to Chicago to be sent to Laos.
That was, in total, a minute and 29 seconds. I know because I have it on my handy little soundboard here that has little gems like this.
I love you back.
And what was that? 5 seconds, fellas? We got to hear about the crimes she committed? That is why your liberal Aunt Peggy is a complete deranged nutcase. That's exactly why. All right? Just so we're clear. Oh, there's also this. We talked in the opening of the hour about, well, there was a lot we talked about, but one part of it was how when an assassination happens, like the assassination of JFK, how it kind of shatters your illusions about the country you live in. That's something that happens only other places, not here. Well, I'm going to play you something. This is from a NORAD general, Gregory Guillot, I think is how you say it. It's, I don't know, Guillot, something like that. But he's general, NORAD. I want you to listen to what he says about China and the drones over our military bases.
Drones could fly over a major Air Force base and we couldn't stop them. How is that possible?
Well, I think the threat got ahead of our ability to detect and track the threat. I think all eyes were rightfully overseas, where UAVs were being used on one-way attack to attack U.S. and coalition service members. And the threat in the U.S. probably caught us by surprise a little bit.
We were unable to stop the threat. China can fly drones over our military bases, and we can't stop it. Have you wondered why Donald Trump is talking about the Iron Dome here? Did that strike you by surprise? It's not hard to figure out why a country like Israel would want an Iron Dome. You know what Iron Dome is. It's essentially a system of missile defense where they shoot missiles into the sky to shoot down things that are coming into your country. Obviously, everyone's always shooting things at Israel all the time, so they need an Iron Dome system. Trump gets elected and starts talking about, hey, we need one for America. Did that take you by surprise? Did you find that to be odd? Well, let me ask you, are you under the impression that we could stop a missile flying into our country? Most Americans are. You go to the local mall and you talk to 100 people and you ask them, hey, do you think America has the ability to defend itself against a missile attack? Most Americans would say, well, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure, right? We don't. Isn't that crazy? We are used to a certain way of things about the world. I am too. It's not like I'm exempting myself from this. We're used to being so safe here. We're used to being so advanced here that things happening to us here, it doesn't happen. That's stuff that happens elsewhere. You know, if you're in Syria, that's a place where your government collapses and there's an invasion or something like that. Not here in America. These things don't happen here. I remember, as a World War II buff, as you know, I remember reading about the stories of the panic that set in places like New York City, where you could look out at Nazi submarines. You could see them from New York City. Picture that today. What would go through your mind today? Let's say you're going to go up to the Big Apple. You go to the Statue of Liberty and the 9/11 Memorial Museum, and you're going to eat some bagels from Chris's people, and you're just going to enjoy yourself in New York City. Imagine you're over there on the Statue of Liberty. Maybe you went up to the tippy top and you look out and there's a Chinese attack sub cruising by. Would that rattle you? It would, wouldn't it? We don't think about that stuff. And I'm not trying to make you paranoid. It's just kind of one of those things where you kind of have to slap yourself awake sometimes and realize things won't always be as they've been. Anyway, let's do some emails. Hey, dear Extra Saucy Oracle, I'm thinking about proposing to my dime next year as I was cruising down the road listening to your sauce rant, which I agree with you. Anyway, I'm planning on taking her to a resort and proposing prior to getting on the plane. But then I wondered, how did you do it for Ob? Much as it pains me to say it, you owe Chris 5 gallons of honey. Honey is natural. It doesn't go bad. Okay, one, I'm tired of you honey people. Two, I don't have to pay Chris back for the honey because, surprise, surprise, he dug it out of the trash can. Chris is now trying to claim it was the only thing in the can. Chris, you're not fooling anybody. We could have cleaned out the garbage disposal and you would have still dug through the trash can to save $2 on a 5-gallon thing of honey. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. One. Two, I, proposing to the wife, she loved, you know, remember that vehicle? You have to be careful how you say this. She loved Hummers. You know that vehicle? Remember the Hummer, the original Hummer that came out? Why are you laughing, Chris? Corey, is that funny? What is wrong with you two? I'm trying to do some radio here. Anyway, as a Hummer lover, I went and found a place. Chris, grow up. I went and found a place in Tucson. I hate you guys. I found a place in Tucson that rented exotic cars. And I rented, it was Valentine's Day. How cliche is that? I rented a Hummer and I was taking her out to dinner. I was just going to take her out to dinner and take her home. Instead of going right to dinner, I took her out. This is in Tucson. I took her out to some place that overlooks kind of Tucson, overlooks the valley. Boom. She never saw it coming. I didn't get on one knee because I was in the driver's seat, so that's not really my fault. In hindsight, maybe I should have gotten out. It's something she's brought up once or twice that I didn't get on one knee. But I said, hey, will you marry me? And she looked me right in the eye and she said, are you serious? Not even kidding. Not even kidding. Didn't even get a yes. But she did actually say yes after that. She was just a little shocked at the time. Okay, let's talk about what's happening in Wisconsin. Let's make fun of Chuck Schumer next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I'll get to those emails here in a minute, and I'll get to Wisconsin here in a minute. I'm fighting off a little bit of a revolt here in the studio, though. So here's what happened. We got an email. It was a lovely email, and I appreciate the email, Chris. We got an email from the White House. They're offering, they want us to come to Washington, D.C. and do some interviews of some White House people, Trump administration people, I'm sure, do some interviews from the White House. I appreciate the invitation. And for everybody in the White House who's currently listening, and I know there are some are, thank you. It's not a small thing. I realize that. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it. I'm just not going. Chris is upset. Corey is upset. I don't like to travel. And I, what, Chris? And I don't like to go to Washington, D.C. You guys don't understand. Neither of you have been to Washington, D.C.? Let me explain something to you. The history is super cool. Okay, I'm going to give you that. The history is way, way cool. The museums and everything, it's awesome. It is. It's cool. The restaurant, the food scene is abysmal. You cannot imagine for a city of that size, with that much money in it, the food is awful. It's dreadful food. That's one. Two, I know you say you don't believe me. Chris, is there someone you trust more? When I tell you food is bad, is there somebody on the planet you trust more than me? You think I'm lying? Why would I lie? No, I wouldn't lie for that reason. I'm giving you an explanation. I'm telling you the food sucks. And this is where we'll get a bunch of emails to people. No, you haven't been to Marty's Bagels. I understand in a city of that size, there's going to be a little gem here or a little gem there. I understand that. You know what? Come to Houston, pal. There's freaking food everywhere. Everywhere you turn, go to Charleston. That's where you eat. Go to New York City. Go to LA. There's good restaurants all over the place. Miami. I decided to go to Miami last weekend. There's good food everywhere. It's nothing like that in Washington, D.C. The food sucks. And the people are horrible. Now, I realize the people in the White House now are going to be cool. I get that. I'm talking about the rest of the town. You've never met a bunch of self-important dorks in your entire life. within 5 seconds of talking to somebody, they'll tell you which congressman they work for, which I work for this group or that group. There's something about being in proximity to that much power that just it somehow bleeds into people's brains. That's all. That is all just part of the explanation. I don't want to travel. Why are you rubbing your head, Chris? The food is not very good. I don't want to be around Washington, D.C. people. None of this sounds appealing at all. I don't understand why you two want to go when I don't want to go. What? Oh, gosh. Okay. Chris said we'll invite J.D. He's talking about J.D. Vance. Chris wants to interview J.D. Vance because J.D. is cool as can be. And he was a Marine. And look, I like J.D. a lot, too. Well, we'll interview J.D. one day. Why do we have to interview him now? We could put out the word now and maybe get J.D. I don't want to interview. How many politicians do I interview? And I realize J.D. is a good one. I get that. How many politicians on the radio? Seriously, been doing this 6 years, Chris? 6.5 years? How many politicians do you remember me interviewing here on the radio? Chris said maybe 5. Yeah. I don't generally enjoy it. I don't think it's necessarily a great interview. Even like the really good ones, because I have to interview a bunch of them for TV. That's kind of how TV is. TV's more interview based. So I have senators and congressmen and guys I know, friends, like ones I like. They still kind of have to stay between the lines, right? I don't find that to be interesting at all, staying between the lines. I want to interview BK, where he can talk to us about his ab veins and make everybody uncomfortable. I want to interview, remember our first interview with Clay Martin? We interviewed Clay Martin, and Clay Martin talked about one of the first people he killed on the air. Remember he talked about how he shot him with a 7.62, and what did he say? Oh yeah, he's like, he went down like the fist of God hit him. How many people have ever heard that on nationally syndicated radio? Nobody. Nobody. That's what I like to do. Everybody has heard this secretary of this congressman, this senator of that. Every single person has heard these interviews with these people. It doesn't do anything for me to interview. D.C. Hard pass. I don't know why you're so upset, Chris. And don't tell up either. Don't tell up because I can already hear it. I'm going to walk in tonight. You have to go, Jesse. You can't be mean like that all the time. You can't be rude. I'm not going to be rude. I don't text her, Chris. I'm not going to be rude. The ship has sailed, Chris. I've already politely declined. And I do appreciate the interview the offer. I genuinely do. It's just not for me. I have other plans, big plans. The plans involve a little thing I like to call beer can chicken. When's the last time you had a good beer can chicken? I have a little stand. I got it online. It was cheap. It was like $10, but it's a beer can chicken stand that has kind of a better compartment for the can of beer in it. And the chicken stays on it better, so you don't crack the beer, pour out half the beer, put the can in there. It's beer can chicken, stuff the beer. You know, you got to come all of the beer can in there, but you put the, and then I put mine on the smoker. I smoke my beer can chicken, and I have screwed it up a couple times, but now that I have my IQ sense, I nail it. When you have the IQ sense, I've told you about the IQ sense before. It's the wireless cooking thermometer. By the way, they have third generation ones now. They have these super upgraded ones that have better connectivity and they're longer and they're just, it just, you can't miss when you cook with the IQ sense. You plug them in. I usually use two. I have friends who buy the 3 or 4 packs. I just use two, but you put it in the chicken, put it on the smoker or the grill or wherever you make your beer can chicken. Never misses. It's perfect every time. ChefIQ.com code Jesse saves you 15%. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So I've got something for you to put on your little list of things to keep your eyes on. It's in Wisconsin. There's an election coming up. It's April 1st. It's for the seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, probably rolling your eyes, unless you're listening to me in Milwaukee or something right now, but why do I care? Why does this apply to me? This is about the United States Congress. There is a very, very solid human being running against this woman, Susan Crawford, who is a nut job. I mean, a nut job. We're talking straight up open prison nut job. What she will do is cut out Republican seats in the United States House of Representatives. That's what she will do. Just something to pray about, something to keep your eyes on. Yes, okay, Chris, we could talk about the Dolphins. All right, so first of all, remember how evil the Biden presidency was. Remember that we had astronauts we set up into space. They were supposed to be up there for like a week. They got stuck. Elon Musk is doing things that NASA's not doing. Elon Musk is—he's just one of these guys, just a different type of human being. Elon Musk said, "Hey, let me go get them. Let me go get them." Imagine going up to space for a week, and you're up there for 8-9 months. He says, "Let me go get them." And well,
one of the places I told him to go in the gym. You know, when you're on that bike in your shorts.
That's completely the wrong number, you guys. You guys have. You know what? You guys are really bad people. Chris and Corey did that on purpose. They put the Chuck Schumer gym. You know what? They put the Chuck Schumer shorts thing on there just so it would be back in my head. You guys are sick freaks. Everyone's fired. What cut is it? 25? Okay, it's not 22, which they had on the sheet. Here was Elon Musk. You guys suck.
We definitely offered to return the astronauts earlier. There's no question about that. The astronauts were only supposed to be there for 8 days, and they've been there for almost 10 months. So obviously that doesn't make any sense. SpaceX could have brought the astronauts back after a few months at most. And we made that offer to the Biden administration. It was rejected for political reasons, and that's just a fact.
How mean and heartless and vicious is that? Oh, two astronauts stuck in space? Oh, you can go help them? Oh, what are you, not on my team? Nah, let them rot. How evil is that? Astronaut came back, thanked them.
Absolutely. Elon Musk saved the U.S. space program. If it wasn't for Elon Musk, we would not be able to fly U.S. astronauts from U.S. soil to the International Space Station. Make no... That is no doubt about it. We stopped flying astronauts on space shuttle in 2011.
Pretty cool, right? Anyway, so it comes back yesterday. We didn't talk about it last night because it's not my thing. You know the whole space exploration thing. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. It's not really my thing. But it did come back, and it is a really cool thing that the little pod lands in the ocean. Right, it's a little pod. Everyone's seen Apollo 13. Well, times haven't changed. When it's a little pod of these people, they drop that bad boy with some parachutes in the ocean. Chris wanted to bring up the fact that the dolphins were there. And yes, I had to hear it from my wife when I got home. Did you see the dolphins? They were good. Listen, I think it was cool. I think it would have been cooler if they were sharks. Tell me that, what, Chris, listen, tell me that wouldn't add an extra degree of spice to it if there were sharks swimming around it. Wouldn't that be cooler? I think it would be cooler. What, Chris? Chris said sharks are surprisingly calm around humans. Yeah, Chris, tell the survivors of the Indianapolis that. I think they'd be very interested to hear about how kind and gentle you see sharks as being, Chris. They're not surprisingly why do you think sharks have been following ships since there were ships? So they can eat everything that falls off the ship. You know, you ever see those stories? You ever see those stories about, it happens all the time, about somebody who gets hammered and falls off of a cruise ship? Or they're on their honeymoon and maybe things aren't going that well and and maybe he gives her a little shove or she gives him a little shove. You've seen these stories. It happens lots of times. Has it ever shocked you that they don't find the person? Has that ever occurred to you that that was weird when, I mean, the cruise ship, obviously it can't turn around. I get that, but it's a very clearly defined route. The cruise ship knows where it was. Why can't they find the person? They can't find the person because gigantic ships make a whole lot of noise and churn up a whole lot of activity. And sharks are attracted to that kind of activity. And that's why shipwrecks and ships attract sharks by the dozen. And so if you are a human being who has one too many Mai Tais and you feel like doing the nasty plunge off the top of that Carnival Cruise Line, or maybe it's a Disney cruise and you just can't freaking see Goofy's face anymore and you're thinking you're just going to dive off the end, you should understand you won't be swimming alone, pal. All right? You will not be swimming alone, and you're probably going to die like they did in Jaws, and it'll be horrifying. Anyway, so I'm fine with the dolphins. I get it. Everyone loves the dolphins and dolphins. I just think it would have been cooler if it were sharks, personally. I need a shark tooth necklace. That's what I need. What, Chris? Like a big great white one or something. What? No, one big tooth, not a bunch of little teeth. As big as humanly possible. And then I'll tell people I went spearfishing and got it myself, which will, of course, be a lie. But no one knows that. No one knows what you've done. There's no limit to what you can accomplish if you just lie about everything. Jesse, as a former waitress slash bartender for 25 years, I beg to differ on why you're not getting your sauces. I have always worked at a locals type of place. Your average mom-and-pop diners or taverns. As part of the wait staff, we always had full control of the sauces and dressings. I knew it! I knew it was a waitress. I personally never had an issue with delivering sauces or even extra sauces, but I always wrote things down and reviewed my tickets while delivering orders. In my opinion, they aren't bringing the sauces because they suck and either don't write things down or are just forgetful. She said, listen. Thank you. She didn't say I could say her name, but I already like her, and I wish she was waiting on my table because then I wouldn't have to beg for extra ranch. Dear Splinter of the... gosh. I know that St. George Floyd was not killed by Derek Chauvin. She's talking about Derek Chauvin. I know that the knee on the shoulder was a result of training from the Minneapolis Police Department. I know St. George Floyd had enough fentanyl in his system to kill a horse. But still, there was a part of me that doesn't touch the St. George Floyd stuff. And I know that this is a result of an elite propaganda campaign. I think you should take a moment to remind everyone to steel their heart against the machine. And you know, actually, it's funny you should bring that up. Derek Chauvin was brought up today to Caroline Leavitt in the White House.
Does the administration believe Derek Chauvin received a fair trial, and will they consider a pardon moving forward?
The president has been asked and answered this question. He said it's not something he's considering at this time.
Okay, that Trump's been asked about it too. They're kind of washing their hands of the whole thing. Now, Derek Chauvin is sitting in prison completely unjustified. One of the most persecuted human beings in the United States of America. What this guy's email should remind you of is when the system picks a target and attacks a target, you don't have to automatically defend the target, but you should automatically be suspicious of the motives behind why they're doing it, because these are not good people. And when they're attacking somebody, there's an ulterior motive. So that was a good little reminder. Steel your heart. All right. Let's make fun of Tim Walz. Do some other things. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And Tim Walz told Gavin Newsom that Republicans question his masculinity because they're misogynists. I get the giggles watching Democrats, watching the modern Democrat Party, which has been completely rejected by men. Men have just walked away from it. of every stripe, every educational level. Men are they've walked away from the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party hates men. And men are not stupid. They can see it. They understand their culture is run by women, run by Democrats, more specifically, I should say. And Democrats hate men. It's all over the movies. It's all over everything. It's all over what, Chris? What? Chris said, well, is he a woman? No, listen. It doesn't make sense because they can't make it make sense. That's why it gives me the giggles. What he said doesn't make sense for the same reason. Remember when they did their male outreach thing when Tim Walz in the campaign, they were hemorrhaging men. They could see it in the poll numbers. And Tim Walz decided to go pheasant hunting to prove how much of a man he was, right? And then he goes pheasant hunting and he can't even load his shotgun properly. People can sniff out when you're not authentic. They know it. They just know it. And right now, the beating heart of the Democrat Party, it's not just that it's women. It's man-hating women. Feminists, real man, really Western civilization-hating women. That's the beating heart of the Democrat Party. I already read you the poll numbers earlier. That's what makes the Democrat Party go. Well, dudes... I'm not talking about effeminate Democrat dudes, but real dudes. You know, you don't have to be a Republican, just a normal dude, just a guy who works construction, not political at all. Well, he understands that feminazi hates him. He gets that. And so it comes through in all of their politics. And the more they try to outreach, the more insulting it gets. That's why it makes me laugh so much. It would be... You know what it would be? Me trying to do outreach to feminists. Picture what that would be. If I really made what I thought was a genuine effort to feminists, can you imagine how that would land? I don't speak their language. I don't share their motivation at all. And so if I tried to do so, hey, I brought a Subaru. I figured you guys would appreciate that. Whatever I tried to do to appeal to them would end up insulting them because it wouldn't be a genuine effort that comes from the heart. Whenever these Democrats try to do male outreach now, it actually does them worse than it did before. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Rear Admiral, Pete Buttigieg, when he did black outreach. Remember the black outreach? It's still one of the funniest political things I've ever seen in my entire life, that Pete Buttigieg running in a Democrat primary, he's hemorrhaging supporters. He's not getting the traction he needs. And they dig through the polling and he finds out that black people don't like him. The polling in the black community was terrible because he's gay. That doesn't play well in the black community, especially with black dudes. That's not something that lands well. He wasn't doing well with black dudes and he wanted to win the primary. And so he goes out and he gets a 40 and he drinks a 40 in a brown paper bag with some black dudes. And that was his outreach to black men. And if you're a black dude, even if you're a black dude who drinks 40s out of brown paper bags, isn't that a little insulting? Isn't that, you know, it's not genuine. I mean, he didn't even use two hands like normal. You know, it's insulting. What, Chris? It's fine. We can make jokes.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Oh, wait, I forgot to make fun of Chuck Schumer. Chris Hayes had Chuck Schumer on, and this is how it went. There it is.
Hamas uses, by doctrine, the innocent Palestinians as human shields. They put rockets in hospitals. They put schools right there. Wait, the late head of Hamas said these Palestinians who were killed are necessary sacrifices. His words.
They said it.
The media doesn't play it up, and the world doesn't realize the difficult position Israel is in trying to make sure that Hamas doesn't come back, because we know what Hamas would do again, because Hamas has been... I don't know any other country that has used people as human shields the way Hamas has.
Isn't and every at least insurgent in Viet Cong? Any insurgent
never the same
army?
Way. Never the same
really?
Way. I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Insurgent armies sometimes run into trouble that way.
Well, they're always amongst the populace. That's the way an insurgent army operates.
It's not a policy the way it is with Hamas, rockets in hospitals and using humans as human shields. But what I'm saying is the media, they showed every day pictures of Palestinians being hurt, and we ache for that. They almost never mentioned that a lot of these were human shields. A lot of them.
What does that even mean? If the size of Gaza is less than it's basically Manhattan, and it's got 2 million people.
Chuck Schumer keeps going on these shows trying to fend off the left wing of his party, and he keeps getting slapped around by these nutballs. And you can almost see the look on his face as he watches it all fade away. It's glorious.
And now
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Tens of thousands signed the petition for Derek Chauvin pardoned. Yes, Derek Chauvin most definitely should be pardoned. I hope Trump comes around on this. Boston University to host pre- and early modern trans studies symposium. Gosh, jeez. Pre- and early modern trans studies. Anyway, how much are you paying to send your kid to Boston University? Overcapacity crowd shuts down Parsippany meeting, vote to censure the mayor's primary rival. Guys, where did you print this for me? No one even knows where this is. Who gives a crap about this town or the primary or anything that has to do with it? Elon Musk says corrupt officials want him dead. I'm taking away their fraud. Yeah, no matter how much security Elon Musk has, he should get some more, because I'm telling you, these people are going to kill somebody. Migrant postal worker convicted of $1.6 million fraud and citizenship scam. Man alive, you almost got to respect the hustle. He lied to get citizenship and then lied his way into the post office. And we are out of time. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.